Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Wealth Partners Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of here in Gettysburg, Hermanson Antidotics, Cowboy Country Stores, Gales Gas Service, and Bauman Lumber.
Now, Peer Governor Volleyball.
Well, a very good Tuesday evening, everybody, and Idaho High School Volleyball coming your way, and happy Halloween from Riggs High Gym. I'm Brian Oakland, ready to go with play-by-play, the final home game of the season, most likely for the Peer Governors. Final regular season match, definitely for the Peer Governors, as they entertain one of the top teams in South Dakota, the Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers. And yes, we are in costume tonight. I'm dressed as a nerdy radio announcer, so if you see me, and I don't have any treats to give, but we'll try to give you the treats of maybe a governor upset, at least some good playing volleyball as they close out their regular season here tonight. Along with Jared Luttmer across the way, who's running camera for Live Ticket, you can see this match as well as hear it on our website, drgnews.com, and the River 92.7 page, as well as GoGovs.live, and running audio production in our DRG Media Group studios. Once again, Colby Carey to keep us up and running tonight. The Governors coming in off of a loss to the Brookings Bobcats 1 week ago tonight, a 3-1 setback. Another one of those matches where the Governors were favored going in, most likely, but just could not make enough plays, and Brookings played very well that night. It was Brookings coming up with the win. The Governors right now find themselves in the number 9 spot in the power rankings. They'll take on the number 2 seed, Sioux Falls Jefferson, who looks to stay that way, although Jefferson coming in off of just their second loss of the season. That was a 5-set defeat at the hands of Sioux Falls Washington, also 1 week ago tonight. So they're trying to keep things going as they get ready for the postseason. This is their first of two matches this week to close out the season. They do have Aberdeen Central to play yet on Thursday, but the Governor's season will be done for the regular season after this match tonight. Coming up in our pregame show, pregame is brought to you by Bank West. We'll talk with the coaches, both Tiffany Stoser of the Governors and Beth Donnelly of Sioux Falls Roosevelt. We'll take a look around the rest of the state and what's going on tonight and where the power rankings are heading into the postseason, or at least in this final week of the regular season, a little bit later on if time permits. Of course, we've got starting lineups, game officials, and more. All of those things that make up our Bank West pregame show, and they're beginning in 3 minutes as we welcome you once again to Peer Governor Volleyball. Your official voice to the Govs is River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier is here for you. When you're looking for a new vehicle, they make it easy. All available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Shop their extensive inventory from home at CapitalCityFordToyota.com or stop in to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pier. Count on them for your service needs with convenient scheduling and in-stock parts. Capital City, Fort Lincoln Toyota, in Pier, 605-224-7378.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archive video of all games, and when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pier, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? LiveTicket.tv has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages starting at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym, and we welcome you to the origination of our broadcast. It is the Hughes County Jail broadcast booth on the Upper West Side. Brian Oakland here to give you the radio call. Over on the Upper East Side, Jordan Luttmer with Live Ticket will do the video work as well for Live Ticket. We just heard from Live Ticket. Let's hear from the Hughes County Jail folks, and again, thank you to them for giving us spots to sit and to broadcast from. It's the Hughes County Jail broadcast booth.
One team. The peer governors know what that means. And so do the men and women of the Hughes County Jail. No matter how good you are, working with a good team makes you better. To be the best, that takes teamwork. So if you'd like to know more about the available positions at the Hughes County Jail and be a part of their team, log on at hughescounty.org. Click on the Sheriff tab. Detention deputies and nursing positions are available. Go Govs from the employees of the Hughes County Jail.
Once again, the Hughes County Jail broadcast booth, high school volleyball coming your way here from Riggs High Gym. And on behalf of all of those who are traveling, or for all of those who are traveling, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds us all as they celebrate being a part of a team, remember to buckle up every trip, every time. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Starting with our coaches' conversations here tonight, we had a couple of long conversations, final game of the regular season for the Peer Governors, and we'll begin with a chat with head coach Tiffany Stoser. Our conversations with the coaches, keys to success, brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Peer. All right, time for the keys to success in the final regular season match of the Peer Governors, probably the final home game as well. Peer against Sioux Falls Jefferson with Tiffany Stoser, the governor head coach. Coach, I know as a week ago tonight, had a matchup with Brookings. That was a match you went in really kind of feeling confident about. But again, we've seen it several times this year. Some things just didn't fall the way they were supposed to, and Brookings, you give them a lot of credit, and unfortunately, we've been giving a lot of teams a lot of credit because it's the nature of AA, and we just keep talking about the same things, it seems, this time of the year.
Yeah, I think that's why you can't pay too close attention to standings. You know, I really think this year, 5th through 17th place is anybody's game at any night, and that's just the way it's been for us. I think we've been a little bit streaky, but at the same time, I think the teams are just that close that the standings they matter in terms of points, but when you're going to look at who you're about to play, it's anybody's game from fifth place to 17th. I really think that, and that's the way it's looking. When I couldn't tell you who's going to win a series of games tonight, I couldn't tell you who's going to win Thursday. It's just that close.
And you look at those, but I think when you've lost those matches that you thought you were the favorite team in over the course of the season, it generally comes down to some of the errors that you make. I mean, you had a couple of 2-point losses in the three sets that you did lose to Brookings, and just knowing cleaning up a few things like that, you're winning 3-1 instead of losing 3-1.
Yeah, that's huge, and that game's gonna be huge for us when we do start calculating points here tonight and this week. And when you think of how detrimental it might have been, and it's a matter of 2 points here and it's a matter of 2 points there, it's frustrating. Tonight there's nothing we can do about it, so Now we've got to clean those things up. I think, you know, it's kind of nice. We're finishing our regular season tonight. We get a lot of days to prepare for next Thursday.
We talk about the parity in 5 through 17 or whatever you want to call it, but there's a few elites out there, yep. And you've got one of them here tonight, yep. In Sioux Falls Jefferson. This is a team that went to the state title match a year ago, and they've just been nothing short of outstanding all season long. A couple of 5-set losses, including their last match. You've had a really good improvement from the last match of the regular season to the first match of the state tournament a year ago against them. How are they different or better this year?
Yes, some new players, you know, new players involved, but certainly same, you know, dominating program. I think we knew at the end of last season that Jefferson was going to be one of the top 2-3 again this year, and they have full expectations going back to the state championship game, and that's a realistic goal for them. I think they've got a lot of weapons, and they run a great offense. It's fun to watch some of the routes that, you know, you see those in college games, and then you see Harrisburg and Jefferson doing some of them. I think you'll see that tonight. I think that we've watched a lot of film, and there's some places that we feel confident, some areas we can expose some weakness against them, I think. But, you know, we're going to have to play some of our best volleyball, and hopefully with it being our seniors potentially last night here in Pierre, that you get to see that.
You know, I think if you're going to play great against a great team, now you started out against Harrisburg a few weeks ago, kind of stepped your game up, and I think a lot you rely on a lot of instinct to kick in, especially when you're staring down the shots that they're going to take. I think you have to do the same thing tonight.
Yeah, I think so, and everything's just, you know, twice as fast. So, you know, I think at times we play better that way. At times, you know, when you're thinking less and you're just playing hard, at times we play better that way. And I thought we did against Harrisburg. I certainly think that we have some capabilities of doing that tonight. You know, I believe in these girls. I like what they can do. They got huge hearts, and we're senior led, and this is the last night. So I think anything can happen tonight.
All right. Similarities with this team in Harrisburg? What do you see? Or are they more closely resembling of a Sioux Falls, Washington, perhaps?
Yeah, more. I would put them more along Sioux Falls, Washington. I guess I feel Washington and Jefferson have more weapons. You know, maybe Harrisburg has one or two like elite players that are probably the top players in the state, but more weapons, more. Well, I think Jefferson and Washington are more balanced as a group. Definitely, you just know that they can swing from anywhere on the court, and we're going to see that tonight. So there's not really one or two you key in on and work to block them or work to, you know, adjust your defense for them. It's coming from anywhere. And, you know, I think that we can hang with them. I think we can play well regardless of the outcome. I think playing well is important for us tonight going into the postseason because we'll feel confident what we can do.
Offensively, I think keys to success, you just got to keep swinging. I mean, they're going to be blocking, but defensively, I think if you're going to be successful tonight, you just got to keep defending and frustrate the holy Halloween heck out of them.
Yeah, win long rallies when you can, you know, try and keep the momentum on our side. I think that's important tonight as well. As always, serve aggressive and swing aggressive, but place balls, you know, in smart locations. There's always a spot that's open on the court. That's part of volleyball. There's always somewhere open, and you just got to recognize that. So, you know, we stay aggressive, we stay in system, good things can happen.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
Tiffany Stoster, Peer Governor, head coach, with her comments and keys to success in our broadcast, as always, brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Peer. Let's hear from them, and we'll chat with Beth Donnelly of the Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers. Keys to success continue. This is Governor Volleyball.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Blazek of Central Dakota Eye Care. Regular, yearly, comprehensive eye exams are key in finding eye problems before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 and schedule an appointment. New patients are always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in the game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
Marquise of Success. We continue with the visiting head coach, Beth Donnelly, of the Jefferson Cavaliers. Coach, you know, we've talked a couple of times last year, and we were looking at seeing your program really going in the right direction. You make it all the way to the state championship match, and this year everything is, I think, with only one goal in mind, and that's getting back to that, and maybe maybe raising the final trophy. You guys have had just an outstanding season, coming in off of a loss against Washington, but still a real good thing going for your group.
You know, our Washington match, they played out of their mind. I don't know that I've ever seen them in system as often as they were that night. It was very impressive. They took us a little bit by surprise in the third set. I think, you know, the second set we came out flat. Third set, they really hammered us, and I was nervous it wasn't even going to go five. But, no, I think it really kind of took us in a perspective. We always have to play Washington twice in the same season, and last year we faced them again in the semifinals, and that was when we finally capitalized. And in my mind, I kept looking at it like, well, if we get two wins early, then we're going to see them for the third time, and I really don't want to be on the other end of that. Sure. So if we're going to lose to them, let's lose to them in the preseason as opposed to the postseason. So anyway, but no, we've really kind of rallied back. Our girls are they're pretty relentless. You know, they get mad, they get upset, and we kind of talked it out and put a pin in it and ready to go the next day.
It's kind of an interesting point. Two losses, one to Harrisburg, one to Washington, mm-hmm. both in five sets. Yep. You know, you guys don't play a lot of five setters. You don't play a lot of four setters. How do you feel about the endurance in a situation like that?
You know, I was really impressed. That is definitely something to think about, because, you know, when you go out and you get a couple of sweeps consistently, they don't have to be on the court as much. We try and practice really, really hard. Our middles especially, because I know how tough it is to be a middle, our middles are always on the go. Even when we scrimmage and play, our middles will hold the rotation on one side, but they will play defense on the other side. And so they just trying to keep them in some sort of aerobic shape is crucial, trying to get them through.
You face a peer team tonight that, you know, you faced them a couple of times last mm-hmm. year. You saw improvement in the state tournament out of that team. It's not mm-hmm. quite the same team this year. What do you know about Peer this year?
Peer is one of those teams that the second ball is always haunting. And I mean that in a compliment towards Peer, but they've always had really smart setters, people that can turn and push a ball in a corner when we're probably not paying attention, and that is one of those things that can always stir up a little bit of momentum on their side. They always come out with some big old corn-fed girls like me, and they just can block the house off. So we need to make sure that we are in system as much as possible. Service Steve is got to be crucial tonight. I would like to think that we're a pretty tough serving team. So if we can serve tough and keep them out of system, I think it's going to give us some opportunities to play better defense and then work our way into system there too.
I know you had that offense. It's a well-oiled machine, and you're always kind of able to get in system, even when it doesn't look like you're supposed to have a chance to get in system. Mm-hmm. That's what good teams do. But defensively, I think, you know, I'm sure you're better at that than most people realize.
Well, you know, we're led by a three-year starter in Cora Hawkinstead, our libero, and she's kind of one of those silent killers. You know, you don't hear her name a lot in the news and the media. She's hidden behind a couple of bigger names that people boast, and she just rolls with the punches. And every year, I think we give her more and more court to take. And every year she's like, okay, I got it, no problem. And but she comes up with some miraculous cover balls, and our offense is they're fearless. They'll swing into anything, knowing that Cora is going to be there to help them out. They'll get another chance to swing.
All right. Any other keys to success tonight?
You know, as long as our hitters stay hungry, Presley, our setter, again, a three-year starter for us, so that has a lot to do with it. You know, they're just experienced together. But Presley will deliver the ball to the Peoples. You know, she's gonna get the job done. It's just our hitters have to run their routes, and they have to stay consistent. They have to be hungry to get set. Sometimes if they assume they're not going to get set, they'll just stop and hold up, and your job is to pull a block in that situation. So hopefully we can continue to do that.
All right, Coach, good to see you again. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
There's Beth Donnelly, the head coach of Sioux Falls Roosevelt, in just a few short years already becoming one of my best friends in the game here in South Dakota. Always fun to talk with the coach, and just a joy to to bring some energy to a conversation that she has. She's got her team rolling pretty well, too, with a lot of energy. 19-2 on the year. Coach's comments and keys to success brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care and Peer. Starters are next in 2 minutes. You're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball.
Winter is here, and Beck Motor Company has offers to help keep your vehicle running in these cold temps. Buy 3 tires, get 1 free. Price match guarantee every day. Hand wash just $20. Our light details are $15 off. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Duramax diesel fuel filters $49.95 and $69.95. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pier.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering, what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Wherever you are in life, you've got plans. You need health insurance for today and for the future. You need Avera Health Plans. Coverage that connects you to community resources, fitness center incentives, and health coaching. You need a health plan that provides solutions for your business and for your family. Learn more at AveraHealthPlans.com. Avera Health Plans, moving health forward.
Envirotech makes life a little bit simpler. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what's handed to you, Envirotech has you covered. One call is all it takes to have easy setup, easy pickup, and easy payment. Call Envirotech at 224-4804 or use their website to pay your bill online at envirotechwaste.com. Use their mobile app, Waste Connect. Check their website or receive a robocall for collection schedule due to the weather or holidays. Envirotech has you covered.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. Our BankWest pregame continues. It's time for the starting lineups in this final match of the regular season for the Peer Governors. The starters are brought to you by Envirotech in Peer. And maybe for the final time this season at home, the Governor starters begin with Elise Christofferson, a 5'8 senior, along with the hitters up front, including Campbell Cronin, a 5'11 junior, in the middle. Michaela Sherwood, the middle blocker, 6'2 and a senior, right side hitter as well. Abigail Croft, the 5'9 senior, hitting on the outside, along with a 5'10 senior, Campbell Boddicker. And Reese Terwilliger, the 5'11 senior, middle hitter. Big week for Reese. In fact, just announced she is committed to play basketball after her senior year at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. So congrats to Reese. But tonight, going to have to play big as a 5'11 senior middle hitter on the volleyball court. Grace Hanton, the libero, at 5'8", the junior for the Governors. We'll see in the back row Ava Swenson, a 5'5 junior, Ellie Browers, a 5'7 junior, and Jordan Mayer, at times a 5'4 senior. For the Governors, 10-9 on the season, head coached by Tiffany Stoser, assisted by Alexis Terwilliger, Chloe Kaiser, and Kim Byerly. Let's hear from Envirotech. We'll meet the Jefferson Cavaliers when we come back in 30 seconds. This is Governor Volleyball.
Envirotech makes life a little bit simpler. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what's handed to you, Envirotech has you covered. One call is all it takes to have easy setup, easy pickup, and easy payment. Call Envirotech at 224-4804 or use their website to pay your bill online at envirotechwaste.com. Use their mobile app, Waste Connect. Check their website or receive a robocall for collection schedule due to the weather or holidays. Envirotech has you covered.
EnviroTech with the starting lineups for the visiting squad. The Jefferson Cavaliers coming in number two in the power rankings, 19-2 on the season. They're led by senior setter Presley Pashtian at 5'6" in the back row, setting up for a lot of good hitters, including Isabel Simmons, a 6'1 junior. Hitting from the middle and the right side, her twin sister Audrey Simmons, a 5'11 junior, in the middle as well. Emery Brosnahan is a 6-foot junior, right side, outside hitter, along with Maya Hale in the middle, a 6-foot senior, and Ella Cavernmo is a 5'7 outside hitter as well for the Cavaliers. Libero is Cora Hockenstad. She's one of the best I've seen in the last few years, a 5'5 senior doing the job of keeping balls off the court. We'll see how she is able to play here at Riggside Gym tonight. Backup setter is Avery Schmidt, a 5'8 junior. Brooke Bowen is a 5'7 junior. She'll get some back row time for the Cavaliers as well tonight. Beth Donnelly, the head coach, assisted by a host of others. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by EnviroTech in Pierre. Before they start the starting lineups on the floor, coach, PA announcer Ryan Munson is introducing the state AA boys cross country champion. That's Jared Luttmer of Pierre, who, again, a couple of weeks ago at the Yankton Trail Park in Sioux Falls, took a state cross country title, 15 minutes and 15 seconds running 5,000 meters. And he is just the second ever cross country champion for the Pierre Governors. Quickly, our game officials are the law on the court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials are Joe Alk and Kim Weed at the net, Amanda Wertman and Alexis Ritchie in the corners as line judges. Our law on the court. Let's take a 2-minute break. We're back with more, and we'll serve it up. This is Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax return, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information such as bank or credit card account numbers, social security numbers, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think someone has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Century Business Products is a proud supporter of South Dakota High School Athletics and proud to provide the most reliable Kyocera copiers and printers to schools and businesses in the area, all backed by their 5-time nationally awarded Kyocera servicing team. Are you looking to control color costs? Looking to reduce printers? Are you looking for more efficient ways to scan documents? Or maybe you'd like to become more paperless? Look no further than Century Business Products. Call 800-529-1950 and see how they're powering business technology.
ComTech has your technology solutions. Check out their showroom located right off the truck route on Irwin Street. Come in and see what you've been missing. A large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. Wishing all athletes the best of luck in today's competition. ComTech, come see what you've been missing.
Back at Riggside Gym, Brian Oakland with a play-by-play. You just heard from ComTech. They sponsor our opening serve, which is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And again, in the meantime, for the law on the court, the game officials, thanks to them for doing what is very oftentimes a thankless job. They're also licensed by the South Dakota High School Activities Association to officiate high school volleyball. Once again, Joe Alk and Kim Weed will be at the net, and Amanda Wertman and Alexis Ritchie in the corners. There are line judges tonight, the law on the court. Quick run through the matches that are coming up tonight. Looking back last Tuesday, Tuesday was the only night there was any volleyball played last week. Brookings was here, defeated the Governors 25-18, 19-25, 27-25, 26-24. And again, the governor is just a few mistakes away, and especially the third and the fourth sets, from winning those two games, maybe rather than dropping them. But they do lose that one in four. That was a big hit to the governor. Hopes for a home match in the SODAC 16. From our estimation, the only way they'll get a home match now is to beat Sioux Falls Jefferson here tonight, which obviously would be a big upset, but it would certainly be a big help for the governors in maybe getting a home playoff game. But with the way things are set up, not looking too favorable, the Govs probably will be on the road if they come up short against Jefferson here tonight when the SODAC 16 gets played Thursday of next week. Sioux Falls, Washington won at Jefferson, by the way. The last match for the Cavaliers, they lost that fifth set 15-11. So Washington got a five-set victory early in the year. Jefferson had beaten Washington in three straight, but Washington, I think, was in the 21-22 range in all three of those sets. Last night, Harrisburg beat Watertown in five, in Harrisburg 15-6. Washington straight set at O'Gorman. Rapid City Central went five and beat Sturgis out west last night. Tonight, along with Pierre hosting Sioux Falls Jefferson, Mitchell is at Brandon Valley. Brookings plays at Yankton, as well as Aberdeen Central hosting Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Huron playing the Knights at O'Gorman, and Spearfish is at Rapid City Stevens. So the governors are ninth in the power rankings. Huron at 13-12 is eight. And you might think Huron with two matches left, O'Gorman tonight, Brandon Valley next week, or I should say on Thursday night, if they happen to lose those games, then maybe that helps the governors. But they're 13-12. If Huron happens to drop to a below 500 record, that's actually going to take a double hit against the governor power rankings, because Huron will be giving up power points that would be earned by the Govs in their matches. Brookings kind of the same setup, 10 and they're in the 10 spot, 14-15. But it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of this season plays out, as there are matches still to come on Thursday and then Friday and Saturday as well. But it's time to play some volleyball. Campbell Cronin puts the first one in play. The governors come up with a big block. That was a good serve by Campbell Cronin, our ComTech opening serve. The back row from Jefferson had to get low to put that one up in play. They didn't really get in system. The governors had the block. It's Michaela Sherwood coming up with the first point. And our ComTech first serve goes to the governors. In home white tonight, they're hitting from left to right. Here is Maya Hale up front. Presley Pashtian with a quick set. Hale with the redirect. And Jefferson on the board for the first time in a 1-1 tie. Pashtian will serve. Jefferson in their hunter green with the gold numbers. Big shot right there. Bump set spike. That is Michaela Sherwood in the middle. And a good job by the governors to get a good serve return here. Sherwood with a block point. Now a kill from assisted by Elise Christofferson. And the governors take a 2-1 lead. Now Campbell Boddicker left to right will serve. The Govs again in home white tonight. With the green numbers in trim, Hale has to come up and punch one away. Nothing on that one. The Govs will try from the 10-foot line, and a little tapper is good, and it's down as Hale tries to get underneath it. Abigail Kropp with the tapper is good here. That back row coming from, I should say, the set. No, it was a bump pass coming from the back row. This is Cronin. Nope, that's Boddicker serving. This one goes a little bit long and wide. As Boddicker will miss, governors had two in a row, but now still lead 3-2. Here's Emery Brosnahan to serve. Line drive on the return, but Christofferson was there. Sherwood got it blocked right back to her, shoves it away. Hockenstad helps set things up, and the set from Pashtian out to the right side, put away by Audrey Simmons to the back left corner. Jefferson matches the governors here at 3-3. First set, we're just underway. We'll get a station break when we get an opportunity. Brosnahan sends one away. Jordan Mayer unable to keep it in the system here, but Hanton and company will clear it back. Now Hale with a big shot up and good from the middle. Maya Hale with her second kill. Once again, Brian Oakland with a play-by-play. Colby Carey is in studio for audio production tonight. And Jordan Luttmer, brother of state cross-country champion Jared Luttmer, is doing the video. Brosnahan with a miss as she tried to go to the right side, and we've got a 4-4 tie after three in a row scored by the Cavaliers. Here comes Ava Swenson, junior, off the bench for the Governors, played up by Ella Cavernmo. Cavernmo gets it back, and Hatton a little too quick, or half a step behind on this one, as Pashtun able to put that one away. Or Pashtun to Cavernmo, I should say. And it's 5-4. Jefferson in front, one and done for the Governors. Brooke Bowen off the bench to serve it up. A little slide play, but Terwilliger takes a big swing. Comes up empty, and now Cavernmo out on the left side from Pashtun is good. Second kill for Ella, and that's 6-4. First multi-point lead here for the Cavaliers. That one sails. Ellie Browers will make a play on it. Gets it to Kristofferson, and on the tap, it is Abigail Kropp. Up and good. So the Governors will end the rally there. 5-6, still very early here. Game number one, Kropp left right away. To Cavernmo, played up. The Governors will block and defend and set one up. Here's Boddicker down the left side, but that was just a power tap. Nothing on it. No, they get a block. Terwilliger denies Isabel Simmons in the middle. And Reese Terwilliger with her second, with the Governors' second block point. That went in place, 6-6. Student body on Halloween night. Yeah, they're dressed up a little bit. Some of them are. Out to the right side, that's a good play here from Audrey Simmons. Governors denied the Cavs once, but not this time, 7-6. Jefferson will retake the lead. Avery Schmidt, a 5'8 junior, coming in for Audrey Simmons. Schmidt is a second setter on the floor now for the Cavaliers. Kristofferson close to the net. Tapper by Boddicker put right back to the Govs. Here comes Terwilliger, but a diving dig for the Cavs. And Cavernmo will swing left side, but that one misses long. And the Governors will get a rally point here, 7-7. Govs holding their own so far. Grace Hanton out, rotating back to serve as Reese Terwilliger, the senior. She'll punch one to the far side. Hockenstad plays it up to Pashtun, and an easy put away here for Isabel Simmons. The one thing we'll see with Jefferson, they've got some people who stand tall at the net, but then they've also got good leaping ability. And when that happens, when they get on top of these attacks, they can really put them down at sharp angles, and you better be standing right underneath them if you want to get a dig. At times, Cavernmo swings or serves, and the serve returned back to the net, and Simmons is able to put this one away. Another easy point here for the Cavaliers. It was Cavernmo who started in serve. Rather, I mentioned Pashtun earlier, but Ella Cavernmo brings it right to left. Line drive as Browers ducks away from this one, and that one goes just a little bit long. Boy, that was a hot shot serve, but Cavernmo with the miss, and the Governors back within one at 8, serving 9. Browers checking out. Elise Kristofferson will get a chance to serve here. And AC's first down the left sideline, put up in play. Here comes Emery Brosnahan. She'll go away from the block of Michaela Sherwood, misses it out of bounds to the left. I think that's one thing about the Governors. After a couple of blocks, maybe you're getting in the heads of some of these hitters. If you can force them to the outside, maybe they'll get a few more misses than they're accustomed to, but they'll come right back this time, and this is out of bounds. The miss on the right side by Isabel Simmons. Amanda Wertman had to duck and dodge on that one down the sideline in front of the Governor bench. Pierre now takes a lead at 10-9. Little lob serve from Kristofferson. Brosnahan has to palm one away. Kropp with the first touch. This is Boddicker swinging, but right to Cora Hockenstadt. Pashtun over left side to Brosnahan, and that's good. So the Govs had scored three in a row, went up 10-9, now 10-10 with that rally point. Coach Tiffany Stoser in Keys to Success talked about all the weapons that Jefferson has already in 10 points. They've got 9 kills, and 5 different people have scored. For Sioux Falls, Jefferson. Boddicker will take a swing on the right side, but the Govs will miss their first hitting error as that one goes a little bit long. Cavaliers back in front, 11-10. Hockenstad is in the white jersey as the libero for the Cavaliers. This one will sail long. And out of bounds, third serving error for Jefferson. Last year, the final match of the season, the Govs went to Jefferson's gym and just were completely outmatched. There's Hockenstad with a save after the Cavaliers had returned close to the net, but Campbell Cronin couldn't put one away. Now, as a first touch by Boddicker in the back row, too close to the net, Maya Hale went up, tried to hammer it home, but she whiffed on it. And the ball bounced off the top of the tape, then off of Hale's head, and it falls to the floor. The dig turned kill for Campbell Boddicker. Hale comes back this time with the Governors on top, 12-11 outside. Sherwood can't get it back in play. Set a little bit too wide on the back set attempt there by Elise Christofferson. So 12-12. Governors with a couple of errors now here so far. Game number one. Presley Pashton, the standout setter here. Ready to go as Kropp will play it up. Looking for it back, but not, it goes the other way. It's Cronin swinging. Now Christofferson pushes one back, but Pashton will run it down. Hockenstad is there outside to the left and off the block. It's down for Audrey Simmons and good for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Halfway through our first set, 13-12. Again, the Governors holding their own so far. Reminiscent of when Harrisburg was here a few weeks ago. The Governors were able to play even with them for a while. And here's Kropp coming up. She got that one over Hale, and then suddenly backing off was Audrey Simmons. She was hoping for a pass. That never really came. Abby Kropp has 3 kills. The Governors with 5 so far here in this first set. 13-13. Mockingbird Lane on Halloween if you're a Munsters fan. It's Christofferson digging one up to the rafters. A bump pass ahead, but free balled away by Terwilliger. Now, there's a big block, but too big by Sherwood. Big swing for Emery Brosnahan. You can count that one as 14-13. The Cavaliers will retake the lead. Brosnahan rotates to serve now. In the back right, Hanton gets low. Here comes Terwilliger. Good keep alive. Hanton will run it down. Terwilliger free balls it back, but that'll go long. It's a good job by Terwilliger, but that pass, I don't think she expected to come right back to her. It looked like an almost miscommunication. She suddenly had to punch one back with a back bump and just happened to hit it a little long. Hanton with a misplay of a Brosnahan serve. That'll be an ace, and that'll bring Tiffany Stoser off the bench, and a timeout will be called here by the Governors. Timeouts in our broadcast are brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pure. Grab a Coke and be back in 30 seconds. Trick or treat with some Halloween volleyball from Riggside Gym. This is Pure Governor Volleyball on River 92.7.
The Corner Station reminds you to save 10 cents on every gallon of Senex top-tier fuels when you make your purchase in cash. When you're fueling your vehicle at the Corner Station, pick up an ice-cold beverage, coffee, and your favorite snack item for the road in the C-Store. Save 10 cents per gallon on all Senex fuel purchases when you pay with cash at the Corner Station, located just above the train bridge in downtown Pierre.
Welcome back to Riggside Gym. Governors been playing well with Jefferson, but the Cavaliers open up a three-point lead, sending us to that Coca-Cola timeout. Quick side note, you're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM, and K296 FI, Pierre. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Brian Oakman welcoming you back to the high school gym in the capital city, Pierre. We'll get a good return of serve and a good swinging kill for Michaela Sherwood. As the Governors will stop a three-point rally by the Cavaliers, try to get back into this one as Ava Swenson is off the bench to serve. 14, serving 16. Serve played up by Hockenstad to the setter. Pashton, Maya Hale, right side, will take a cut. But that one goes long. And a service point here by the Governors. Governor Volleyball brought to you in part by Pierce Sports Marketing Partners. We'll name those when we get an opportunity. Swenson again to the middle to Hockenstad. There's Pastian with the first one from the setter. Over and down, 17-15. Jefferson maintaining the lead. Sports marketing partners include Midco and Maher Law Office, Floss Dentistry, First Dakota National Bank, Pitts Design and Build, Red Rosa, the South Dakota National Guard, Wagner Auto, and Stelkin Peterson, Lingle, Walti Jones, LLP, and Peer. Abigail Kropp comes up as a good return of serve, setting up in system for Peer. Kropp with her fourth kill, fifth set assist for Elise Christofferson, the Governor's within one again. It's 16-17. Kropp serve played up this time. Peer will block and defend. Christofferson out to Boddicker here. Hockenstad gets underneath it. That's what she does. And now a miss on a little bit of relaxation. Feet on the floor from Audrey Simmons. And the Governor's will draw even again. 17-17. Now Beth Donnelly getting a little impatient. She'll take a timeout. As the Governor's holding their own so far here in game number one, it's a Jefferson Coca-Cola timeout this time, and we're back after this 30-second break with more Peer Governor Volleyball.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Back at ringside, Jim Jefferson trying to get things set on their half of the court. But the Governor's continue and serve. Kropp win a 17-17 tie. Jefferson comes back. They'll swing hard, but Audrey Simmons with the miss. Six hitting errors here for Sioux Falls Jefferson, and the Governor's lead game number one, 18-7. We've had some lead changes so far here in this first set. Kropp will sail a serve back to Cavernmo. Ella Cavernmo off the net this time. Tough play for Campbell Boddicker, and that will be a kill to end the rally of the Governor's by Ella Cavernmo. Cavernmo, the little one of a big run of hitters that Jefferson has, coming in at only 5'7", but boy, she packs a punch once she gets up above the net. There's Boddicker, Hockenstad back to the net, and a line drive, and Campbell Boddicker will score. So the Governors keep coming right back, holding Jefferson to a handful of one-and-dones here in this first set. Reese Terwilliger, 19-18 with the serve. Hockenstad gets it to Pastian. Second touch is over, but Browers is there. Passing Christofferson. Boddicker is blocked this time, and a job well done defensively by the Cavaliers. That's Isabel Simmons in the middle. Simmons at 6'1". Twin sister Audrey listed at 5'11". A couple of the towers that Jefferson features up front. Terwilliger out. Grace Hanton back in, returning the serve, but the Governor's not in system. This one pushed away by Boddicker. Here come the Cavaliers, and outside it goes to Brosnahan, and she will swing and score, and the Cavaliers take the 20-19 lead. So anybody's game, but 20 might be a magic number at times. Cavernmo continues in serve, and Kropp with a bit of a misplay. Christofferson unable to run it down. That'll be an ace, and a second timeout taken here by the Governors as Cavernmo gets that one with the single. 21-19, our score. A Coca-Cola timeout for the Govs. We're back with more to finish off game number one. You're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball.
You asked for it. Nonstop flights between Pier and Minneapolis. Now you can book nonstop flights from Pier to Minneapolis and Denver on Denver Air Connection. 1 hour flights on 50 passenger jets with fares starting at just $119 one way. Seats are limited and restrictions apply. Business, pleasure, a game, a winter getaway. It's easy when you fly from Pier. Visit denverairconnection.com/expedia to book your trip today. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport. Minneapolis flights begin November 30th.
Back at Riggs High, Jim Jefferson with three in a row. They're up two now, 21-19, playing through game number one. Peer Governor Sports, brought to you by sports marketing partners who include Delta Dental and Comtech in the Kathy Sonnenschein Properties Capital City Campus, Iceberg Funeral Home, Olinger Law Firm, the Peer Chamber of Commerce, and Peer Dental Clinic. Out of that timeout, well used as the server, Cavernmo, will send one long. Her second miss in serve. Peer with an important point back within one. 20, serving 21. Christofferson sends one away. Pastian on the move is Brosnahan, and this one's on the line in front of the Governor bench as Emery Brosnahan will collect her fourth kill to lead all hitters now for Jefferson. Abigail Kropp with four to lead the Governors, but Jefferson with a big kill advantage in that column. This is Hockenstad serving with the return by Hanton right back into the kitchen of Maya Hale. She'll hammer it home from the middle. And Jefferson feeling a little more at ease right now in the first set. 23-20, they have the lead. Ball girl was daydreaming momentarily, but Hockenstad has the ball for the serve. Hanton with a better pass to Christofferson this time on the move, but a tapper is over by Boddicker right side. Hockenstad's second pass. Cavernmo swings from the back row, dug up by Christofferson to the rafters. She'll get it back, pushes one away, but a good reach by Hockenstad. Back to Brosnahan up front. Sherwood with the block, but it stays on the Governor's side and bounces over to the ladder. Brosnahan with her fifth, and suddenly the Cavaliers have game point here in the first. 24, serving 20, as Hockenstad goes to the libero. Hanton, there's a big swing here. Blocked by Hale. Good effort by Cronin to keep it alive, but it's to the scorer's table. And the first block point for Maya Hale is the final point of game number one, as Sioux Falls Jefferson wins it in the end, scoring the last four. Score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the Cavaliers 25 and the Governors 20. As Jefferson strikes first, they lead this match 1-0. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. We'll pause for 2 minutes, go to the second. When we return with more Governor Volleyball, your official voice of the Govs is River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
The Lariat Lanes in Pier is your family fun center. With leagues for all ages starting up now for bowling, pool, and darts, stop on out and get signed up. With bumper bowling, the new sink scoring, and a full-service snack bar, there's no better place for your kids' birthday parties or family get-togethers. And sports fanatics, view all your favorite games, including the NFL's Sunday Ticket, coming to the Cactus Lounge. Never complain that there's nothing to do. Come on out to your family fun center, the Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier. 2013 marked the return of Pier Governor basketball to the ranks of state champions. The Governors opened the 2012-13 season losing four of their first six games by a total of 10 points. But they turned their season around, losing only once by 1 point in January and February, and went through the postseason undefeated to become the fourth state champion in Pier basketball history. The 2012-13 Governor basketball team, one of Pier's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pier, since 1881.
Back at Riggs High Gym, with the Cavaliers go on a 7-1 run to close out game number one, down 18-19, but they win it 25-20, out killing the Governors 17-8 in that first set. And again, a lot of weapons, six different scores in the kill column for Jefferson. The Governors held to just three, but Abigail Kropp leading the way with four. Governor's only three errors in that first game. Jefferson with six to help the Governor cause. But again, the Cavs lead one game to none as we get going here in game number two. First serve brought to you by ComTech in Pierre. And the Governors get a setup from Jordan Mayer to Elise Christofferson to Campbell Cronin. Out on the right side, CC with her first kill of the night. The Governors will strike first in the second here. And Cronin will be the first server for Pierre this time. Passion trying to keep one out of the net. Tapper over from Brosnahan. Now backs that out to Sherwood, and it's good. Michaela Sherwood, the senior for the Governors so far, swinging well with three kills. She's also got a block point. And the Governors lead 2-0. This is one of three volleyball matches on DRG Media Group stations here tonight. We'll talk more about the others in a moment, but Campbell Cronin missing an ace wide to the left. And she went the cross-court route that time. Govs get the first two. But here comes Emery Brosnahan for the Cavaliers. Mayer with a good set up there, but the swing by Terwilliger is blocked. It's kept alive, blocked again by the Cavs. Here's Mayer setting up, and the tapper here by Sherwood blocked a third time. That might have been Maya Hale all three times, maybe with a little help once or twice from Audrey Simmons, but Maya Hale gets the third block point here for Jefferson. Brosnahan will lob this one away. Good play by Mayer. There's another one by Sherwood. It comes right back, but Hanton keeps it alive. Now a tapper blocked back. It's to the Cavaliers this time, and Christofferson digs one back. They'll get it right back. Terwilliger swings. Blocked. Kept alive. How about Kropp? Through the block? No. It's Brosnahan in the back row. Passion up front to Ella Cavernmo. Punch dig by Kropp. Run down out of the rafters by Christofferson. Pushed away by Kropp. Passion will try Hale in the middle. Governors block and score. What a point on both sides of the net, but the Governors will win this one as Michaela Sherwood will deny Maya Hale. There's great blocking by the Cavaliers throughout that point, but the Governors kept everything alive and were able to get the put away. Defensively, one of the better points of the year. Now a hot shot serve here by Ava Swenson off the bench. And a rare misplay by Cora Hockenstead. And the Governors up their lead to 4-2. We're in the second set, just started. Jefferson gets the first one, 25-20. On the long road trip, Jefferson 19-2 on the season. Swenson burned one home on the last one, but she comes up short this time, leaving this one into the net. Jefferson, you look at their schedule, kind of rare. They don't have the matches that other Sioux Falls schools have. Jefferson's been to one tournament this year, and that was a couple of weeks ago down at Sioux City at Bishop Heelan High. Played four matches on that particular day, October 14th. Here's Kropp swinging, but missing just a little bit long. First error of the second set, but an aggressive miss here by the Govs. It's 4-4 in the second. Look at some of those other records, and some teams are playing upper 20s into the 30s for numbers of matches. And the Governors with another misplay of the serve, a put away by Cavernmo, I believe that was, over on the left side. See if they can help me out on this one. On the board. Governors dove at it but missed, but now a service error. A miss here by Brooke Bowen off the bench. I'm going to go with Cavernmo on that last touch. Up and over on the left side. Isabel Simmons is up there now. 5-5, updated score. Now the Governors get a chance to put one away as the Cavaliers misplay the serve. Back to the net. That's Boddicker with the tapper home. CB with two on the board here, but I've got it with three now. We'll go with three. 6-5, Govs. Taking the lead back here early in the second set, and a good job coming up and tapping one through the block and down on the Pierce side for Audrey Simmons. Kropp trying to keep one away or in play, but it's a back wide of the antenna. Now 6-6 our score. Serving away for the Cavaliers. Avery Schmidt, back row attack comes from Kropp. but played up. Now Covernmo taps one over. Brouwers to Christofferson. Boddicker swings, but to the back row. It's Bowen with an easy play up. Here from the back row, Schmidt takes a swat. Now the Governors defend, but Terwilliger will miss to the back right corner. Gov's trying to keep the pace of their offense up a little bit. But that one just Terwilliger unable to get on top of the swing. Here's Brouwers, and that one back to the net. Christofferson had to hack it away, but that one stayed low. It's a good aggressive serve. I'll go with an ace that time from Avery Schmidt, the third for the Cavs. This one lobs. Brouwers gets to it. Christofferson leaves it outside to the right. There's Terwilliger. Believe it or not, Reese Terwilliger with her first kill of the evening here. It makes it 8-7. Jefferson, we're in the second. So Terwilliger will rotate the serve. Left to right as you watch this one at drgnews.com or gogovs.live. Covernmo with the play up. And look out, here it comes. Kropp, unable to dig up the attack of Ella Covernmo. One and done. Pierre goes here. Stanley County hosting Cheyenne Eagle Butte to cross the river. A Region 6A quarterfinal match. Stanley County won the first set 25-11. David Burrell calling that one on drgnews.com. From the middle, a one-hand power tap is good for Isabel Simmons. Her third kill, and Jefferson scores with the serve. Covernmo will bring it again right to left. Low line drive played by Brouwers. To the middle, Christofferson, that time, set dig up by Schmidt. Nice job getting low underneath. Christofferson will set the second touch over. Now returned by the Cavaliers. The Governors with some scramble. Feet on the floor. Cronin will clear it away. Pashtian gets an opportunity for Jefferson. Big swing here by Emery Brosnahan. The dig by Grace Hanton sent right up to Governor Hall of Famer Lori Mickinen, who knocks one down. Self-defense mode. Brosnahan with her sixth kill, and Jefferson's starting to heat up a little bit here. The Governors are going to have to try to get as much momentum and keep it on their side as much as possible. Covernmo, after another nice block by the Governors, Covernmo swinging from the back row, does not get this one down, then that'll end the service run at 3. Jefferson had a little bit of a cushion, 11-7. Now 8 serving 11. Christofferson will serve for the Governors. Sent away. Covernmo puts it up into the air. Set up. Simmons denied. Here comes Boddicker in front of the line. And Jefferson, I think, gets a touch on that one. Or it might have stayed in the back row. Let's go with the stats for positivity, even if it is for the opposing team. That's Isabel Simmons with the block. 12-8 our score. Also have Region 6B action with Highmore Herald playing at Lyman on KPLO-FM. Another miss by the Governors. Tiffany Stoser got to try to calm the senses here for the Governors on the floor. She'll take a timeout as Jefferson opens up a 13-8 lead here. Game number two, they lead the first. They won the first one 25-20. 30-second timeout. It's brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pierre. You're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball. We're coming right back.
As a cooperative, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union is owned by their members. Once a member, always a member, even if you move out of the area. Learn about their shared certificate specials at www.dakotaplainsfcu.com or stop by and visit with them on North Garfield at the Northridge Plaza. Competitive loan rates, including home loans, complete with a convenient drive-through lane. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Back at Riggs High Gym, final match of the year at home for the Governors, most likely. This is their final regular season match. Governor Sports brought to you on River 92.7 in part by Pure Sports Marketing Partners, including Anderson Rumsa Dental, American Bank and Trust, All Around Graphics, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, and James River Broadcasting, DRG Media Group, the official voice of the Governors. Governors will score out of that timeout. Campbell Cronin puts one home. It went long, but they called a fingertip touch up front by the Cavaliers in that front line, but they'll come right back, and now Brosnahan swinging from the middle puts one past Abigail Kropp. and good. So quick points coming back. When Jefferson loses the serve, they don't intend to stay without it very long. They're starting to give Pierce some quick one and duns, so to speak. Pierce will try to counter. Here comes Kropp. Tapper over. Playing from the back row. Nope, she is up front. And now the tapper here by Audrey Simmons stays a little bit short. She was reading the face of Abigail Kropp, perhaps across the net. There is a one and done for Jefferson. 14-10, they still lead. We're in game number two. Cavaliers finished that first set on a 7-1 rally, and they won it 25-20. It's a good set dig by Kristofferson. Kept alive. Kropp will send one the other way. Hawk instead to Paschen, to Maya Hale, and the 6-foot senior gets up and hammers it home. Big hit that time for Hale. Trading side outs. That's just 1 point, but something like that can really turn momentum on a dime. The Governors are going to have to stay focused. Mayer with a good return of serve. Here comes Sherwood. Now hits Hale, blocking on the other side. Hale with her third block to go along with 4 kills. Coach Stoser trying to tell everybody, stay focused here. Don't worry about that. Just try to get them back. 16-10, Mayer up to Kristofferson. Outside Terwilliger, there's another block, and this one belongs to Audrey Simmons on the right side. So Governors were doing a good job blocking, but now all of a sudden 4 block points by the Cavaliers here in the second set, helping them to a 7-point advantage at 17-10. Brosnahan to the serve. Here's Terwilliger tapping one over. Hockenstad was there. Now on the move outside, Simmons is dug up by Kristofferson. Hanton setting up and off the net. Sherwood is down for the kill. The libero, Grace Hanton, will get an assist on that one. 17-11. Our score, a side out coming back to the Governors, but Jefferson starting to put together some of these 3-serve rallies. 17-11, 6-point lead for the visiting Cavaliers. Ava Swenson off the bench will send one away. Hockenstead with a good pass to Paschen as Cavernmo blocked initially, but Kristofferson couldn't get underneath it to set it back up. That's an illegal touch, but that'll be a kill for Ella Cavernmo. Here again, just a one and done. Trailing by 7 here in the second set. 11, serving 18. Bowen is off the bench to serve. Browers, with a bit of a misplay, got it back. Kropp kept it alive, but no system for Pierre. Brosnahan comes up high on Mayer. That went through the block, but Mayer couldn't make the play quickly enough. Hit off her arms and then off of the chin. Kill for Brosnahan. It's 19-11. Hanton plays the next one up. Kristofferson heads up outside with a slide play. 1, 2, 3. Some reflex action there by the Cavaliers. Kristofferson sends one away into a lift. That'll be a kill for Elise Kristofferson. Second touch over. Isabel Simmons reached for it, tapped it back, but Kim Weed on the ladder with a good call there. Kim came all the way from Sioux Falls to officiate this match. She was here for the Harrisburg match as well, working with one of our favorites, Joe Alk, from the High School Activities Association. Boddicker blocked. And, oh, how is that not a double touch? We'll play on. Hockenstad kept one alive. Now Boddicker keeps one alive. So does Terwilliger. But Jefferson will get it back. They stay with it. Simmons will put one home. I thought there was a third touch there, maybe by, I believe it was by Hockenstad, who just kind of reached up and suddenly you had a funny spinning ball going across the net. And everybody kept going. Jefferson with the points. And now Kristofferson saves the return here. She wins the battle at the net, gets one over into a lift by the Cavalier front line. Cavs lead 20-13. Terwilliger will serve left or right. Hockenstad will put one up into the air. Paschen on the move. Good swing, but Terwilliger will dig. Simmons denied. No, it is Cronin. Good pass out of the net by Elise Kristofferson. Campbell Cronin with a hot shot finish. Governor's coming up with some speed in the game here. Service point. Back within 6-14, serving 20. Terwilliger sends one away. Hockenstad with an easy play up this time. Cavernmo will swing and score. A little bump set spike for the Cavaliers. And Ella Cavernmo now with 4 in this set, 7 in the match overall. Again, Jefferson has that luxury of, if you're the opponent, pick your poison. Here's an ace for Cavernmo. Great serve. The Governor's not enough elevation on it. Coach Stoster will take her second and final timeout here in the second set. 22-14 our score. Cavaliers in danger of going up 2-0. We'll take this Coca-Cola break in the action. You're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball. We're back in 30 seconds.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. And grab some Caribou coffee while you shop. Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Back with more Governor Volleyball. Governor's trying to keep pace with the second-ranked team in the state, in these Jefferson Cavaliers, but Jefferson's just put a few points at a time together a little more frequently. In game number two, they lead by 8 now with 3 to go, 22-14 out of the timeout, and the Govs not enough. Starts with a misplay on the first pass. Cavernmo continuing to serve well. We'll go serve return error that time for the Governors, though. Here's Cavernmo already with 2 aces. Going to lob this one. Good dive by Kropp. Sends it back right away. Now Simmons on the run. And it is Hanton digging it back to the Cavaliers. They'll set it right up, though. Emery Brosnahan on the left side is through the Governor block, and that's down. And it's set point here for Sioux Falls Jefferson. 24-20. Cavernmo goes to Kropp. That's a misplay. That's an ace. And the second set will come to an end. 3 aces in the set for the Cavaliers. And they score the last 5 to win this one. Running away with it. 25-14 up. 2-0. Our score and the results on the scoreboard and are brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Halfway through in our Governor broadcast in the middle, brought to you by the folks of Wealth Partners, Ameriprise Financial. You'll find their offices in the Capitol Creek Plaza in Pierre on East Sioux Avenue. We'll hear from them, and we're back in 2 minutes. Game number 3 coming up next. This is Governor Volleyball, your official home of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctor, a financial advisor with Wealth Partners, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located at 740 East Sioux Avenue, Capitol Creek Center, Pierre, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, Barbie Buick, how are you?
I'm running great. My owner treats me like a queen. In fact, we just got back from the Corner Station Ultimate Car Wash, and I feel terrific. I'm all shiny again.
Well, that's great. Well, my driver won't spend all day there.
Ah, but that's the best thing. I was out in no time. But what I like most is that their car wash is environmentally friendly.
Where's this place again?
It's on the corner of Pleasant and Euclid, just up the road from the train trestle.
Treat your car to the Corner Station Car Wash on Euclid and Pleasant and Pier.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pierre.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Cavaliers run away from the Govs in that second game. Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. Jefferson up 25-20, 25-14 as they'll play for a sweep. They played a lot of those over the course of this season. I think in all of their 19 victories, four of which have come in best 2 out of 3. Those were also two-game sweeps, but they have only gone to four sets twice. And they were both early in the season against fellow Sioux Falls public school opponents, one time at Roosevelt late August and then early September at home against Sioux Falls Lincoln. But here today, and of course, two losses both in five sets to Harrisburg and most recently to Sioux Falls Washington a week ago tonight. Harrisburg, I should say, Jefferson a 12-9 kill advantage that time, but they were able to score with four blocks and three aces to help their cause. As well, Peer was held to 8 kills in the first set when they scored 20 points, but they did have 9 kills out of their 14 points this time around. Jefferson cleaned their act up with fewer errors on the floor. They will start with an error here. The Comtech first serve put in play by the Governors, but a miss on the left side by Cavernmo. And the Governors will strike first for the third straight set. They've scored the first point of the game. Here comes Hale on the slide. Good back set from Pastian, and this one's through the block and down. Maya Hale has played well. Jefferson leading the Governors by a 2-set-to-none count. Stanley County now leading on KGFX, 2 games to none over Cheyenne Eagle Butte in Region 6A play, 25-13. They won the second. Campbell Cronin will hit one to the far corner. Near side of the far side, Cronin is up and good. CeCe had 3 kills in the third set, now getting her fourth. And the Governors lead 2-1, but Cronin serves. She wants to continue to try to play that back left corner or at least send it to the left side, but the second time that she has missed, Govs with only 4 service errors so far, but certainly playing a Jefferson team that doesn't need an awful lot of help. This time, Cavernmo returns the favor. She'll miss into the net as well. Back to Pier, 3-2, our score. Third set, of course, the Governors just trying to play with one of the best teams in the state, trying to pick up some confidence. As their next match will be in the postseason, probably on, most likely on the road somewhere. Serve return, miscue here by Jefferson. As the Governors will open up a 4-2 lead. Govs have had some early leads. Of course, that first one was back and forth. Peer led as late as 19-18 before the Cavaliers went on a run to close it out. A pair of runs sandwiching a one side out. Here's a dig by Swenson back to the net, but Hale will put it away. Maya Hale, the 6-footer, going to get an opportunity to serve. She's an imposing figure up there at the net. When she goes up to hit, you either got to stand your ground or get out of the way. Lob serve is over. She hits too hard to have to expect a lob, but she puts that one down in the campfire. Gov's not expecting. And Hale scoring her third different way here tonight. Kills and blocks, and now an ace. Kropp will send one away. Set up in the middle, Pastian got to it, Brosnahan swings, Hanton gets a dig attempt, but hit from the hands and then off of, I think, her forehead. Emery Brosnahan is a consistent scorer for Jefferson. She has 10 kills on the night. They got her with 9 on the board. Hale swings right to left again, serve played up by Jordan Mayer. Senior to senior Elise Christofferson, Kropp the senior swinging. But Jefferson denying. Now loose ball at the net. It stays on the Jefferson side. The swing is off the net, and it is down. And this is a kill for Can't see the number. I think it's Peyton Krall, a 5'8 junior, into play. It is Peyton Krall on for the first time. Terwilliger slides out, and Jefferson in the net trying to defend the attack of Reese Terwilliger. That'll be an error for the Cavs and a point to Peer. Side out to Peer. Five serving six. As Mayer checking out. Boddicker back in up front. Kropp the server. Return. It's good. Brosnahan got that one over the front line of the Governors, and then nobody home in the back right on the Peer side. 7-5 Cavaliers. They play for the sweep. So far leading the third early. Kristofferson backside and a pancake dig there through the block. Kept alive by Hockenstad. She'll clear one back. Terwilliger will swing again. Hockenstad can't handle that one. As RT with a hot shot. Good. Set dig attempt that time. That's the best attempt. I think that's the best attack you can get, is putting a tweener. Of course, if you can hit him where nobody can get to him. Mr. Williger swings and sends Hockenstad the wrong way. Three of them, not enough for the Cavaliers. Essentially an ace, but we'll go serve return error by Jefferson. 7-7 our score. But, yeah, if you could put a hot shot right at somebody and, you know, too low to set, too high to bump, that's about as good as anything else offensively. There's Krall off the net again. Peyton Krall will swing and score her second kill here in this rotation. Terwilliger checking out. Hatton back in at libero. 7-7 becomes 8-7. Jefferson. Here it comes right to left. The serve away by Brooke Bowen. On the move, Boddicker, but she is blocked and denied. It'll be a point to the setter, apparently. She's the one getting shoved around. Presley Pashtian getting up there. Isabel Simmons also in the area. 9-7 Cavs. Kristofferson keeps one alive. This will be a net serve ace for Brooke Bowen. Couple more aces, seven in the match, two of them coming here in this third set. And it's 10-7. Back it goes to Kropp. Good pass up to Kristofferson. Back set made Cronin had to hesitate and adjust. And now tapped over by Pashtian, and it's on the sideline. Good look there by Amanda Wertman. Signaling in. Four in a row for Brooke Bowen. 11-7. Tapper over by Boddicker. Put up into the air on a good rundown play. And then the swing and the score for Isabel Simmons. Fifth kill for Isabel. And it's five in a row now by the Cavaliers. Obviously, they're doing what they tend to do, and they put a lot of points together. They haven't had a lot of long service rallies, but they have, especially since that second set started, or at least the end of the first set. They'll get another one here from Simmons. But they put a lot of, handful of points together. Three or four. In this case, now it's up to six, the longest rally of the evening for Sioux Falls Jefferson. Into a Governor timeout, 13-7. The Cavaliers lead in the third set as they look for the sweep. We pause for 30 seconds. It's a Coca-Cola timeout here. You're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball.
Taking care of your vehicle since 1980, TMA and Peer has been serving Central South Dakota for over 42 years. Owners Bruce and Brenda Lounsbury, owners of the Ultimate Tire Store, have been taking care of customers at TMA for over 30 years. TMA, your hometown-owned business, offers quality service and products. Tires, mufflers, alignments, oil changes, brakes. Call 605-224-6167. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. TMA, next to the Northridge Plaza in Peer.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pier. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
13-7, we're in the third. The Governor's trying to slow the roll of Sioux Falls Jefferson. Jefferson went to the state title match as a four seed a year ago. And a good job here by Christofferson. Second touch over on the return of serve. Govs have come out of timeouts and been able to stop those service runs pretty well tonight. And obviously, you're limited in the number of timeouts you can take. Lee Christofferson to serve. Gets it across. Pashton will take the pass and set it up for Cavernmo. But that is dug by Kropp, pushed away by Christofferson. Now on the move comes Simmons, blocked by Boddicker. Cronin underneath trying to keep it alive, along with Boddicker unsuccessful. Isabel Simmons will swing and score again. 14-8. So the one-and-dones are becoming a little more commonplace for the Governors, unfortunately. Jefferson leading by six again. Hockenstad serving. Played up, and the Governors will get a put away here. The one-hand power tap. It's good for Campbell Boddicker. So Pierre with a quick run and serve for the Cavs that time. Cavs get it back, trailing nine, serving 14 as Brosnahan plays one up, and Hale is denied by Campbell Cronin. Maya Hale, who has three block points in this match, denied by the 5'11 junior, Campbell Cronin. Service point for Pier within 4-10. Serving 14 is Brosnahan to Pashton again. Outside, this one goes to Cavernmo. Pier is there defensively again, but the Sherwood block goes off the net and ricochets back and out of bounds, and Ella Cavernmo will score her eighth kill of the night. 15-10. Now Pashton to serve. Right to left. That one sails deep. Jordan Mayer had to make a play on it, though. That would have come down in fair play. Tapped out by the Govs. Now Hale taps it back, and it's good out of the reach of Abby Kropp. Hale scoring seven so far, along with an ace and three blocks. 10 total points for the six-foot middle hitter. Mayer with a good play up here. Christofferson outside right. It goes to Cronin, but she is dug out in the back row. Cavernmo swings, and another hot shot. That went almost out of the one-handed dig attempt by Abigail Kropp coming up to the upper deck here. But Cavernmo just continues to swing well. Whether she's hitting a serve or she's hitting an attack up front, she hits the ball hard every single time. Here's Kropp on the move. She's got a hard shot. That one through the block and out of the reach of Cavernmo up front. Abigail Kropp with her first kill since game number one, when she had four of them, now with five. But that lead once again after three in a row grew to seven for the Cavaliers. Now back to six. It's 11-17. And Boddicker, nope, it's Cronin again, trying to go left side. It's the third time she's missed that way in serve, and it almost looked like Jefferson was just expecting that, and they were letting it go from the start. Talking about Cavernmo, hot shot swinging. She gets an ace, her fourth of the night. 19-11. Jefferson starting to get the bus warmed up here. Beyond the 10-foot line, the swing away by Kropp, but that's dug out by Hockenstad. There's Christofferson staring down a bullet, but the second touch on a set attempt by the Governors is a double hit. That would be just their first error in this third game. But Cavernmo getting more and more aggressive on these serves. This one is a lob across, though. Hatton catches up to it. Here is Terwilliger, blocked by Hale, then kept alive. She puts it up into the air, and right there is Emery Brosnahan to swing and put it away. Govs into a timeout. They've trailed by 10 now, 21-11, their final timeout in this third set, as Jefferson looking to finish off the sweep when we come back. It's a Coca-Cola break in the action. You're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
It's 21-11, Sioux Falls Jefferson. Jefferson has Aberdeen at home on Thursday night. The Golden Eagles struggling at home themselves is Sioux Falls Roosevelt, who has the first two sets in their match up in the Hub City tonight. Here's Peyton Krull tapping one over. The Governors will get a Mayer pass over to Kropp, but that will not go. Hockenstad keeps it alive, and now Brosnahan goes down the right sideline again for kill number 13 for the six-foot junior. Another long run for the Cavaliers, 22, serving 11. Pulling the string is Cavernmo. Mayer gets to it. Now off the net, Michaela Sherwood will score. Kept alive on a good play. Good pass by Christofferson. Michaela Sherwood with five kills tonight. I don't know if she's had five in any match all season long. Here we'll just try to get some points here. Ava Swenson serving. 12 serving 22. Good decoy here, but the Governors defend on Brosnahan. Now Krull has to two-hand tap one. Swenson is there. Christofferson to Kropp. That one off the block and put back in play by Cavernmo. Now Krull swings again. Peyton Krull has taken three swings for kills in this third set. Every one of them has gone off the net and maybe ricocheted away from the dig attempts by the Governors. Use it as a weapon, I suppose. Not that she's trying to do that. Hale serves. Governors tap it back with Kropp. Bump pass outside. Krull on the swing this time. That was a clean one, but the Governors dug it up. Now Kropp, another tap over. Here's a swing right side. Kept alive. No, out of the net. That's Brosnahan one more time to send the Cavaliers to match point. 24 serving 12. Maya Hale serving for the match. Mayer plays it to Christofferson. Slide outside. Terwilliger is blocked by Isabel Simmons. And that'll do it. On your Gales Gas Service scoreboard, Sioux Falls Jefferson, every bit as good as advertised as they come in here and claim a three-game sweep over the Governors. The third game, it's 25-12. The sweep for Jefferson as they get better each set as they go. 25-20, 25-14, 25-12. Your final in a sweep to the second-ranked Jefferson Cavaliers. Scoreboard is brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. It's chilly out, so use their budget plan and keep full service. Stay warm with Gales Gas Service all season long. Gales Gas with that scoreboard. Jefferson with the victory improves to 20-2 on the season. And they've got Aberdeen Central at home coming up on Thursday. The Governor regular season comes to an end. Not quite what they expected after a good start to the season, but they'll go into the postseason at a 500 mark of 10-10 following the loss here tonight. Again, the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. We take a three-minute timeout, and we'll head in to our postgame show. Postgame comes to us courtesy of Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. We'll give you the recap. We've got conversation with the head coach, and we've got big plays of the game from Hermanson Endodontics and your player of the game also. Coming up as you listen to Pierre Governor Volleyball, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archive video of all games, and when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Hey, DQ fans, do you order onion rings but want fries too? Or do you order fries but also want onion rings? Well, we have the answer. Both. Say hello to the DQ Chicken Strip and Fry Rings Basket. Get two of the legendary sides with golden chicken strips. Now, the only question is, do you go chicken fry ring or fry chicken ring? Or what about ring fried chicken? Oh, the possibilities. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy, taste good.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. Is this one in the books? And Sioux Falls Jefferson defeating the Pierre Governors in straight sets 25-20, 25-14, and 25-12. We welcome you to our Family Dental post-game show. Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. Well, kind of what I expected tonight. I thought the Governors would come in here, play pretty well, if only for a time. Similar to the match that they played a few weeks ago when Harrisburg came here. Harrisburg, the unbeaten top-ranked team in South Dakota. The Governors were able to play right with them. In fact, went extra points, 28-26, and then had a 20-19 lead in the second set before the Tigers kind of took over that match and won the third game going away. It happened a little sooner here this night for the Governors against the number two ranked team in the state in Sioux Falls, Jefferson. The Governors were playing right with them. Jefferson creating some errors, maybe some unforced, but the Governors might have had a hand in a number of those as well. And Pierre had a lead as late as 19-18 in that first set, but then three in a row scored by Jefferson. Gets them up 21-19. The Govs get one side out, but then the last four scored by Jefferson makes it 25-20. That's a 7-1 rally to close out game number one. The Governors scored the first two of the second set. Jefferson countered. Pierre got two more. They're leading 4-2. Still held the lead at 6-5. And then three scored by the Cavaliers puts them up 8-6 in a lead that they would not relinquish. And then this is where you start to see Jefferson do what they tend to do against most of their opponents. I'm sure I'm not going to say they're blowing teams away in each set. Sure, they have a lot of wide open victories like they did in that third game, even the second set as it turned out. But you know, when teams do that, they've got so many weapons, as Coach Tiffany Stosser said. It doesn't really matter what rotation they're in. You've got somebody who can score, somebody who's got the vision to put balls away, and then they'll force you into making some of your own mistakes as well. That's how teams start to, you know, collecting 3 points at a time in a service run. Cavaliers scored three to go up 11-7. After a side out, they get two more. Another side out, they get a couple of side outs. Pierre actually got back within four at 14-10, but then the Cavs scored three to make it 17-10. One side out with a couple more, another side out with another few, but you get to a point where Jefferson gets a 5-point rally to close things out, and suddenly you've got a double-digit victory at 25-14. And then more of the same in the third. Pierce still had an early lead at 4-2, but a 4-point run for Jefferson puts them up 6-4. And then Pierre kept it even at 7-7, but that match was put away when Jefferson scored six straight to go up 13-7. Pierre back within four again at 14-10, but Jefferson with the final push of five straight from 17-11 to 22-11. Again, a double-digit lead. Pierre unable to keep the pace. And the last three as well, scored by the Cavaliers. They win at 25-10. 12. And, of course, the stats will show the domination in this one, too. The Cavaliers with the victory in straight sets. Governors, again, without a victory here tonight, are going to I can't imagine a scenario now where they would be able to get a home game in the SODAC 16. So I think for all intents and purposes, we're seeing the Governors on their home floor for the final time this season. SODAC 16 would put them on the road Thursday of next week, but depending on the opponent, it could be a good matchup. And we could still see the Governors making their way to the state tournament. That's the hope. But as we see Coach Tiffany Stoser coming up here, let's take a two-minute break, and we'll get the coach geared up. We'll continue our Family Dental postgame in 2 minutes. You're listening to Governor Volleyball.
Hello. Here's to welcoming moments, big and small, embracing the unexpected, savoring life. At Avera, our nationally recognized health system will be right here with you, ready for anything. We listen to your goals and help you achieve them with care and coverage. We'll move you forward through sickness and health and every milestone in between. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/forward.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? LiveTicket.tv has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages starting at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Welcome back to our Family Dental postgame at Riggs High Gym. The Governors fall in straight sets to Sioux Falls Jefferson tonight, but a lot of teams fall in straight sets to Sioux Falls Jefferson on any given night. We gave you the recap. Let's give you the stats in this one. Coach is still a couple minutes away from joining us for our postgame chat. Again, it's Sioux Falls Jefferson in the kill column is where we'll start. And the Cavaliers on my stat sheet literally doubling up the Pierre Governors tonight, 46-23. The kill totals in this one, the Cavaliers will be led by Emery Brosnahan with 14 kills overall. Ella Cavernmo leading a balanced attack after that with 9. Isabel Simmons with 7. Maya Hale with 7 kills. Audrey Simmons with 4. Peyton Krull gets the third set in place of Audrey Simmons, I believe it was. And she'll come in with 3 kills in that third game. And then 2 kills as well for the setter, Presley Pashton, a total of 46 on the board for Jefferson. The Governors with 6 kills in that third game from 6 individuals, 1 each. They'll spread it around, but nobody with more than 5 kills for Pierre tonight. Michaela Sherwood comes up with one of her better offensive efforts this season here tonight. 5 kills to lead the way, along with Abigail Kropp, who has 5. 4 of those coming in the first set, however. Campbell Cronin next in line with 4. Campbell Boddicker also with 4. Elise Christofferson gets 3 from the setter position. And Reese Terwilliger held to just 2 tonight, as the Govs can only muster 23 kills, 16 of which I have as assisted, 14 of those from Elise Christofferson, the senior setter. Blocking, the Govs got to a good start with a couple of big blocks early on, but they are held to just 4 ace blocks. Sherwood with 2. I've got 1 for Cronin, 1 for Terwilliger, 4 for the Govs, but 8 for Jefferson. Maya Hale with three. Isabel Simmons with a few as well. And Audrey Simmons and Presley Pashton with one each. So Jefferson wins that category. They win the serving as well. Eight aces, four of which coming from Ellika Vernmo, leading the way. Ava Swenson had the only ace tonight, just a singular single for the Governors in serve. Six errors in serve for Jefferson, five for the Governors. And hitting errors, not bad for the Govs with just eight. But when you're playing a team like Jefferson, they don't really give you a lot of opportunities to commit errors. They dig a lot of things up if you keep them in play. But they also, they put things away themselves and don't give you a lot of time to scramble and make your own errors, forced or unforced for that matter. So eight errors for the Govs and 12 for Jefferson. But as far as they're concerned, half of those came in the first set. Six errors that did help keep the Governors maybe in that game a little bit longer. And again, Pierre did lead that first set 19-18 before Jefferson put it away. So those are the stats in this one. And again, 25-20, 25-14, 25-12. Got plenty of business to take care of. Again, conversation with the coach coming up. Big plays in your player of the game still on the way. We'll talk about those after this two-minute timeout. Our Family Dental postgame will continue. You're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Winter is here, and Beck Motor Company has offers to help keep your vehicle running in these cold temps. Buy three tires, get one free. Price match guarantee every day. Hand wash just $20. Our light details are $15 off. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Duramax diesel fuel filters, $49.95 and $69.95. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre is here for you. When you're looking for a new vehicle, they make it easy. And all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Shop their extensive inventory from home at CapitalCityFordToyota.com or stop in to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Count on them for your service needs with convenient scheduling and in-stock parts. Capital City, Fort Lincoln Toyota, in Pier, 605-224-7378.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Family Dental postgame continues as the Governors gave Sioux Falls Jefferson what they could in that first set, but Jefferson finished off that one, and then they did what the Cavaliers do in the second and third. Coach Tiffany Stoser joining us here as we talk about this one. Coach, it was kind of reminiscent to, with your match against Harrisburg a few weeks ago. You come in, you're playing as well as you can, and you had a late lead, as slim as it was in that first game, but you're just kind of waiting for that opportunity when a team like Jefferson is just going to take over a match. And I know you're trying to hold them off as long as possible. That's just such a tough thing to do with a team that talented, though.
Yeah, they're a great team, and our game plan tonight was we want to go, stop their runs, hold them at one, stay even with them, and gosh, it's 2020 and we're still doing that, and Jefferson's calling timeouts and they need to make some adjustments, and I feel good about that. If we can hold teams like Jefferson from going on long runs, it's going to go a long way against other opponents. And so, I liked where they hung in there. I thought, we got into a couple run situations in two and three. And as you get deeper into the second set and the third set, and you know, it was wearing on us. There's big swings in front of the 10-foot line, big swings, you know, and just hitting the ball harder than we've seen. Mm-hmm. I think even against Harrisburg, I think some of their in front of the 10-foot line were some of the biggest swings I've seen in this whole season. And, you know, after that, you kind of it kind of takes the wind out of you a little bit. And I think overall, I'm happy with a lot of things our girls did tonight. I'm happy with our serve. I'm happy with our serve receive. I think that we're getting Michaela. If we get Michaela and Campbell Cronin going like they have been in the last couple games, we got five big assets, and I like that the way that looks going forward.
You know, Michaela Sherwood in particular, I think she looked offensively at the front of at the net about as comfortable as I've seen her all season long, and I don't know what it was about this particular night, but I think for the swings that she had, she might have batted 1,000, so to speak.
Yeah,
I mean, it was very impressive.
I don't think she had a hitting error tonight. You know, we've been working a lot with her on out of system balls because, you know, when we're playing a team like this, we're going to be out of system quite a bit of the time, and she has just done an exceptional job, you know, not getting frustrated with that on that right side. It's hard to hit right side. The set's got to go across your body before you can swing, and it's hard to explain, but that's a really difficult thing to do. And, you know, if we can get her going and we're effective on the right side, that's going to go a long way.
You talk about the runs that Jefferson puts together. As tough as it is to minimize their runs, it's equally tough to put together your own runs. And there were times that maybe you had three or four in a row, but again, those are few and far between, unfortunately.
Yeah, they are, you know, but when they went on their runs, it wasn't just one serve receiver. It was, you know, it was usually, I don't feel like where serve receive is struggling because they would go on runs. You know, it might be a hitting error here or a different error there, but it was just a collection of things, and they would go on some runs, but that's to be expected with a team like that.
Sorry about that.
No, you're okay.
Having a coughing fit myself here, but yeah. I think there was a lot of two or three at a time, but they really did get they got a few to put things away. And sometimes it's hard to stay focused, even if you're down six or seven, before they come up and just kind of, you know, put together one more run. And it looks like a blowout, even though I think you played a set a little more competitively.
Yeah, I think that's the case. You know, when you can go one for one, as long as we did in that first set, your score looks better. You know, it seemed like Jefferson, we're going 2-1, but we're finding ways to score. We're finding ways to make them create errors. You know, there was a lot of good things here tonight. I definitely don't feel like this was the worst game we played, regardless of the score. I think that the girls showed up tonight, and I saw some really good things that we can build
out of. Talk about creating errors. They're missing a little bit, maybe hooking some left, and I think that is the case. If you can back me up on this, that's what you mean by creating errors. If you get that block up there, and they're trying to avoid that, correct?
Yeah, I think they were really having to find a way around our block tonight, and it was forcing some errors, and I like that. I like, you know, that they didn't feel that they could go through the block. They had to try and go down the line, and they missed it a few times that way. They had to go on the inside of our block, and we had our left back position and in good defensive position there. So I think that we're creating some issues for good teams. You know, that's an important thing moving forward, and I think we can build off that.
All right. So this season has been obviously ups and downs, and you learn a lot along the way, especially with losses, but it all comes down to one match. You don't know who you're going to play yet. You hope that that it's a good matchup, because you have teams that you prefer to play over other teams that are kind of staring you. What are you looking forward now, as you've got a 9-day layoff until the SODAC 16?
Yeah, we get to, you know, it's no longer in our hands anymore. So whatever we end up in, I like our matchup anywhere from 5 to 16. I mean, I feel that we can play with any of those teams. I think that we should feel comfortable going to play any of those teams. We've got a long time to work on ourselves. We wrote a list of some things that we think that we can improve on, but I really saw some good things tonight. I feel comfortable in our rotation. I feel comfortable with our serve receive. Our serving was good tonight. I felt like, you know, we were going after some things and minimizing errors that way. I think we got five very capable hitters that want the ball. All good things moving forward, and this is where where we need to be at this point
but
of the season.
As you practice and focus toward that match, again, regardless of who you play, it's just got to be about keeping it as clean as possible and not helping the opposition.
Yeah, that's 100%. You know, teams that don't commit a lot of errors are successful for a reason, and you can't give points away and you can't allow runs. And then those are a couple things that we can control and that we can work on. And so that's what we'll be doing the next 2 weeks.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next Thursday. Good luck. All right.
Thanks, Brian.
Tiffany Stoser, the Governor head coach, Governor's Fall to Sioux Falls Jefferson tonight. A couple of orders of business to take care of will be our big plays of the game brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics. We'll do that first. In fact, I can tell you what the big play is going to be. It's got to be the end of that first set when Jefferson goes on a 7-1 run as the Govs led 19-18, but Jefferson scored three. Govs get a side out. The Cavaliers scored the final four. And they won it 25-20. And even though the Govs had early leads in both the second and third sets, you just knew that that momentum little shift at the end of that first set was going to be kind of what Jefferson needed to just make sure in their sense that that they were the ones in control of this match, as they've been in control of so many matches this season. They improved to 20-2 with the help of those Hermanson Endodontics big plays of the game. Let's hear from Hermanson's, and we're back also after a minute away, and we'll hear from Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier. Your Cowboy Country Stores player of the game is up next. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Brian Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that's not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much healthy tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pier.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Hunting the fields, fishing the waters, taking kids to activities, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh-baked pastries, coffees, regular and breakfast pizzas. Federal Birds Dance. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champ's Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pier and in Fort Pier.
Cowboy Country Stores with our player of the game tonight. We'll go with the Cavaliers, but is certainly worthy of a pat on the back tonight for the Governors. We talk about Michaela Sherwood and a 5-kill, 2-block night. Michaela able to make plays tonight that have been a little harder to come by over the course of the season. Certainly if the Govs have muck in a good rhythm going into the postseason, then an advantage, I think, could certainly swing to the Governor. So good job from Sherwood tonight. Back row played, I think, at times quite well tonight, but still things will have to clean up there. And hopefully the Governors get just some more opportunities and more scoring balance when that Sodak 16 comes around. But for the Jefferson Cavaliers, Coach Stoser said, a lot of weapons, and Emery Brosnahan leads the way with 14 kills. Elika Vernmo with 9 kills plus 4 service aces, doing a lot of things very well. You've got a good balance all around, and certainly it begins with people like the libero, Cora Hockenstad, the standout setter, Presley Pashton, just putting balls in place. But I really thought a lot of the big points that Jefferson scored tonight, especially in that first set with a block and a few kills and some hot shot putaways, and then to kind of seal the deal, some big plays made by Maya Hale, the 6-foot senior. So she got 3 kills plus a service ace in that last game. She wasn't even serving in this match until the third set, but she'll come up with 7 kills, 3 blocks, and an ace for 10 total points. And again, the timing of those points, I think, is the reason why we feel that she was the player of the game in this one. So Sioux Falls Jefferson with a victory. With the help of Maya Hale, our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game, she'll get the T-shirt noting her accomplishments as Jefferson wins another in straight sets. Our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game. So we look ahead with Jefferson hosting Aberdeen Central to close their regular season on Thursday night. Aberdeen was beaten in straight sets by Sioux Falls Roosevelt tonight, 25-23, 25-17, 25-23, and that was up in Aberdeen. So Roosevelt played a good match. Of course, Aberdeen Central dealing with life without their top senior again, Grace Cook. Another interesting result, Huron has a two-set lead at O'Gorman so far, 25-19, 25-21. Huron with that match against O'Gorman, and then they host Brandon Valley on Thursday. The Governors actually need Huron to win at least one of those matches to stay above 500. Pierre can kind of forget about the opportunities of getting a home playoff match, but if Huron happens to lose those matches, their PowerPoint assistance to the Governor cause would put Pierre maybe back down to an 11 or a 12 seed right now, coming into tonight as a 9. So I think the Governors would like to see Huron come up with a victory if they can keep it going against O'Gorman. Yankton was hosting Brookings tonight. No report from that. Same for Brandon Valley hosting Mitchell, and Spearfish is at Stevens tonight. That one just getting underway. Let's run through some scores real quick. See about Central South Dakota teams in region play. Kimball White Lake has lost in 5 to Parkston. We've had some action on DRG Media Group stations. One team will be keeping a close watch on, of course, the Miller Rustlers, who have a straight set win in Region 6A over McLaughlin. Stanley County has swept Cheyenne Eagle Butte, 11, 13, and 15, the numbers for the Cheyenne Eagle Butte Lady Braves. Mobridge Pollock has swept Crow Creek in Region 6A as well. And then more action. We still have one match going on. Lyman hosting Highmore Herald. That's in Region 6B on KPLO-FM as we look for the results on that one. Actually, they were tied at a set apiece. I don't have official results, but Darren Boyle tells us that they are tied at 1-1 playing in the third. So 94.5 or 100.5, feel free to tune over and listen to that one. Faulkton area in that same region has swept Sunshine Bible Academy. And Philip should have no trouble with Crazy Horse tonight. White River and in a 2-2 tie. They're in the fifth playing Edgemont, among others. That's in Region 7B. So David Burrow will have all of the scores on drgnews.com. One final result, Kadoka area in 7B sweeping the Jones County Coyotes. DRGnews.com has the scores tomorrow with the volleyball scoreboard. On the way home, and safe travels wished upon by the for the Jefferson crowd who was here tonight. A good showing by the Cavalier faithful, but remember the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being a part of a team, reminding us all that buckling up is the best way to save a life in a crash. Yours or somebody else's. Do it for your family and your friends. You've got some place to be. Big thanks to Colby Carey for running our show in studio audio production. For Jordan Luttmer, who is running camera for Live Ticket. You can rewatch this match at drgnews.com. And again, I want to make a mention. Jordan's little brother, Jared, is the state AA cross country champion. He was recognized here tonight. We had the opportunity to speak with Jared Luttmer in a player's perspective interview tonight. We're going to have an upcoming player's perspective podcast. You'll find that at drgnews.com maybe in a week or two. So we look forward to that. For everybody else involved in this broadcast, for you for joining us, thank you very much. We wish you a happy Halloween. I'm Brian Oakland, DRG Media Group Sports, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, drgnews.com, where tonight your final Gales Gas Service scoreboard has Sioux Falls Jefferson sweeping the Pierre Governors 25-20, 25-14, and 25-12. Governor football comes up next on Friday night, semifinal round, as the Governors will host the Watertown Arrows. That is a 6 o'clock scheduled kickoff. We'll be on the air 525. John Calda, Sean Lewis, one of those boys will join me, and we'll have hopefully you following us as well through gogovs.live or drgnews.com or right here on River 92.7. Friday night, Governor playoff football coming up. Until we meet with you again that particular night, have a great rest of this Tuesday and your Halloween evening. The Governors are here on River 92.7 and drgnews.com. Good evening, everybody.
Pierre Governor Volleyball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, Century Business Products, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Dakota Mart, Avera Health, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, Access Health Fort Pier, the Corner Station, and Black Hills Federal Credit Union. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Hawaii Federal Credit Union, TMA, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Wagner Auto, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, the Lariat Lanes, the Ramcota Hotel and Conference Center, Ferding Electric, Bauman Lumber, and Xander Auto Parts. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, the Hughes County Jail, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Wealth Partners Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of here in Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, Gales Gas Service, and Bauman Lumber. The proceeding has been a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports on the official voice of the Pier Governors, River 92.7.